What is this? An earthquake.
Is there damage?
The countdown has stopped.
Wood must repair the damage.
He cannot. The link is broken.
Then we will all die.
And not fulfill our destiny.
Seems very pleasant.
It certainly is. What went wrong?
I'll treat that remark with the disdain it deserves.
We seem to be in the countryside, and yet...
It's more like a garden, isn't it? A manorial estate, perhaps?
Well, there's a building over that way.
Oh, yes. A pyramid!
Like the Egyptians built?
This one looks more like an Aztec pyramid.
Oh, yeah. Because of the step sides.
Exactly. That's odd.
What?
Look over there. The garden seems to have come to an abrupt stop.
I wonder why.
Only one way to find out. Come on. Fascinating.
Doctor, it isn't just the garden that stops here. It's everything. There's nothing but dead airless rock beyond this. Should you be doing that?
It's perfectly safe, Guy. See? No harm done to my hand.
Still,
my guess is this force field is just meant to hold the atmosphere inside. I imagine it's in the form of a dome over the garden.
Which would put the pyramid right at its centre.
Exactly. Where are you going?
To the pyramid. I'll assume you want to explore it.
Well, yes, well, I would actually.
Well, come on then.
There are strangers in the garden.
How did they get in?
They have a technology beyond our knowledge.
Send the warden to meet them.
He cannot hear us.
He hears a faint whisper. Conceivably, that will be enough.
Perhaps they can help.
We cannot take that risk.
Soil seems a bit dry. I'll have to give it some water later. When the sun goes down, perhaps. Oh dear. Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. Look at this hostess. Something's been having a right feed on you, hasn't it? I can see I shall have to be on pest control duties tonight.
Hello!
Huh? Who's that?
Excuse me.
Who are you?
Well, my name's Guy, and this gentleman approaching is the Doctor.
Good day to you, sir.
Look here. Visitors aren't allowed in the garden.
I'm sorry. We didn't mean to intrude. Is this your garden?
No. No, I'm just the gardener.
Well, perhaps if we could speak to the owners.
Owners? There aren't any owners.
But then whose garden is it?
I don't remember. But I do know visitors aren't welcome. I'm sorry, but I'm afraid I'll have to ask you to leave.
But if you don't know whose garden this is...
I didn't say I didn't know. I said I don't remember. I don't remember anything. Can't remember anything, no matter how hard I try.
Then how do you know you're the gardener?
I understand plants. That's how I know. Yes. I understand plants.
They have entered the pyramid.
Then we shall soon know if they mean us harm.
Do you think he'll be all right?
Will who be all right?
The gardener.
Oh, he seemed happy enough when we left him.
I don't know, he seemed... damaged.
Has it ever occurred to you that he might have been brought here as a sort of, I don't know, therapy?
Well, it's possible, I suppose.
Oh, I'm sure his memory will return in its own good time. Now, come and have a look at this.
That's pretty impressive.
As a work of art, yes. But what does it tell us about the people who built this pyramid?
They were into producing very large murals.
Guy.
Right. Well, it seems to be depicting their religious beliefs. The sun's exploding over the horizon. Very dramatic. There are a lot of people lying down, probably dead, and angels flying above them?
Look in the corner of the mural. There.
Oh, yes. They're not angels. They're souls leaving the body.
I think we can assume that the sunrise is symbolic. You see the way the sun is sweeping away trees and buildings? The pyramid in the center seems to be disintegrating. I think it's a metaphor for the dawning of a new existence, a new world, if you will, as the dead start their journey into the afterlife.
Fascinating.
What's the problem now?
Well, it's...
Yes?
It's just a bit morbid, isn't it?
Death usually is. Come on, let's see if we can find the force field generator. It has to be in the pyramid somewhere.
They are among us.
They do not seem to wish us harm.
Perhaps there is some hope.
How many do you think there are?
Several thousand at least.
You know, this stuff that's been used to mummify them looks a bit odd. It's not bandages, more like a sort of fleecy coating.
That's rather well observed, except that this material seems to have been extruded from the bodies themselves.
Oh!
You know, I'm beginning to wonder if I wasn't a bit hasty in my assessment of this place as a tomb.
Come on, Doctor. There's a stairwell over here, heading down. Wow, look at all this stuff. Not typical for a tomb, is it?
Not unless most tombs have their own nuclear reactor.
That must be what powers the force field. There's been some damage done here.
An earthquake, possibly. Here, help me get this upright.
What is it?
Well, it looks rather like a sophisticated version of the telepathic circuit in the TARDIS.
More advanced?
No. It's rather as though more is expected from it than merely amplifying telepathic transmissions.
Oh, is it broken?
Most of it seems to be all right, except for these circuits here. They seem to have just been disconnected by the fall.
Well, aren't you going to reconnect them?
You know, I'm beginning to have doubts about this being a tomb at all. Perhaps we should just leave things as we found them.
Okay, who are you and what have you done with the real Doctor? Oh, come on, you know you want to.
Point taken. Here goes then.
What was that?
Possibly the sound of a communication channel being opened.
Doctor?
You know, I was thinking that a place like this should have had some sort of guardian.
Well, now you tell me. Oh, it's you.
Doctor. Guy. You have restored the link. Hope is restored where there was none.
What? What's happened to you?
I rather think the gardener's had his memory restored.
Who did that? How?
You did. You repaired the apparatus controlling the link to the sleepers. We are one again.
Sleepers?
The people upstairs in the pyramid.
But they're all dead.
I think that's probably a slight exaggeration.
The bodies you have seen are not dead, but pupated, and are awaiting the next and final stage in our life cycle.
What are you doing?
You've set the reactor onto a self-destruct sequence!
Correct. In less than 15 minutes, there will be a thermonuclear explosion in this location.
But why? You'll destroy everything! The garden, the sleepers!
Guy! The mural! Remember the mural!
The sunrise?
Not a sunrise! A thermonuclear explosion! They need it to evolve into the next part of their life cycle!
We will end our corporeal existence and become life forms of pure energy.
But what about you? Won't you die?
The form you see in front of you was created from the collective consciousness of the sleepers as the warden.
Something damaged the equipment controlling the link. An earthquake?
Do not fear, guy. I am the community, and I shall not die. But you must depart quickly.
Come on, guy. We have got to get back to the TARDIS.
Thank you.
Strange.
What is?
A nuclear explosion enabling life. I never thought it possible.
Well, that's exactly what every star does. All energy has the power to create or destroy. It all just depends on the application.
Oh, in that case, I'm glad the sleepers applied their science sensibly. I'd hate to think we just helped start a war or something. It's funny. We strive for positive ends everywhere we go, but to see a positive beginning is so unexpected.
Ah, that's the wonderful thing about the universe, my dear guy. It's full of things you don't expect.